Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we get an update on the markets here this week. And before we talk markets, let's talk about harvest progress. Are you and your neighbors done with the soybeans?
Well, we're done. We finished Wednesday afternoon. Quite a few farmers are done, and a lot of others have got a few beans left that maybe had green stems and were difficult to get through the combine, and so they went to corn instead of beans. So it's kind of a toss-up. We started on corn yesterday, so good to have the beans out of the way. I don't have to worry about snow on the beans anymore anyway.
That's right. So have you got all of your beans sold, Roy?
No, I don't. I'm about 40% sold, and looking real hard at this chart this morning and at the dead cat bounce and thinking that $11 cash beans in eastern Nebraska might be something I want to take advantage of. So we'll be looking at probably making some sales in the next day or two.
All right. And we're going to talk about that here in a moment, but let's just kind of go back to a week ago when USDA's updated numbers came out, monthly production, crop reports, supply and demand, and all of those numbers. Did you see any surprises in that, Roy?
Well, yes, I was surprised in that the government changed the yields quite a bit all at once. Usually when you have a big change in the yield anticipation, it's kind of gradual, but in this particular case, we saw a big jump in the yield, a reduction in the yield forecast for corn and soybeans both, and that put both of them in the situation where the supplies could get pretty tight if the demand stays where it is.
That's one thing I noticed going out in the next marketing year, especially on corn. They're talking below a billion bushel carryout at the end of this marketing year, and that's kind of a psychological level, isn't it?
It is. That puts corn in a real tight situation from the standpoint of supply and demand, and with cash corn now right at $5 a bushel in most of eastern Nebraska, and higher than that, of course, in low basis areas, that's going to cut down the demand. Now, the thing about it is that you can't cut down demand real fast. You know, those calves are still in the feedlot and they have to be fed, so you may not replace the ones you sell, but you still got to feed the ones that you've got. And a little bit the same way with the ethanol business. You know, you can't just shut an ethanol plant down today. You've got to have plans for how to do it and a scheme for getting it accomplished, and they're probably going to be real reluctant to do that unless they can see that this $5 corn situation is going to last out into next year.
This harvest rally that we've got going on right now, what has that done to basis prices, Roy?
Well, it hasn't been too bad up until that crop report that came out a week ago today, and of course when the corn and beans both jump limit up, then that really knocks the basis in the head. Elevators are scrambling to find a place to put all the grain, and yet the price just keeps going up. So the way they regulate it is to weaken the basis, and we've certainly seen that now with the corn basis here, 75 under nearby December at the Midwest Co-op, and bean basis at a dollar under, so the elevators are using that as a means to try to control sales a little bit.
Sure. You mentioned before the dead cat bounce, and I suppose that's something that we can really watch now that the harvest is done, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is the ideal time. We had a harvest low on the 4th of October, which is exactly the expected day, and We had 4 days of rally off that harvest low before we got the big crop report a week ago. So actually, in terms of the dead cat bounce, we expect at least 10 trading days, and so far we've had 8. And we expect up to a dollar a bushel, and so far we're quite a ways over a dollar a bushel in terms of the soybean rally. So if you're using the dead cat bounce as a method of timing sales, we would expect it to last at least Monday and Tuesday of next week, and good chance that it'll last longer than that. So, judge accordingly and make the sales that you need to make, but you don't need, in my opinion, you don't need to be in any big hurry because this should last a while.
Okay. So, like you said, if we're using the dead cat bounce strategy, the two qualifiers are a dollar a bushel increase and the 10 trading days plus?
Right, and we've already had the dollar increase. We were a couple days short of having the 10 trading days, so, you know, the problem with a dead cat bounce is I don't have any way of predicting the top. I would just say usually it comes before Christmas, but we're quite a ways from Christmas yet. So,
So would you say in this situation it's kind of an incremental sales type strategy and kind of make sales on the way up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this next week is a good place and a good time to start your sales. And if you are real bullish, why, you know, 25, 30, 40%. And if you're not wanting to pay storage on those beans and they're in the elevator, why, you know, this is a good time to get rid of them and stop the storage. And, you know, there's always a possibility of looking at some kind of an option spread or something like that if you're just so bullish that you don't want to sell anything.
Sure. Last question I'll have for you this morning is, when are we going to start playing the acreage game and looking ahead to 2011?
Well, I think people have got it in the back of their mind already. Occasionally I read or hear of somebody that's got their fertilizer bought for next year. They're, you know, won't be very long till we'll be buying seed for next year. And when we start ordering seed for next year, that means we're trying to decide or have already decided what crop mix we're going to be planting. So I think the switch is turned on and everybody's looking at it.
All right. Very good, Roy. For folks that want more information from you, there's several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the comments, sir, and good luck in the corn harvest. We'll visit next week.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on KTIC.